attention. At K. John's Jewelry Company, everything must go. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, possibly even Fred's leftover lunch in the break room. We're clearing it all out. Bring your wallets. Bring your friends. Bring snacks. This is not a drill. We're clearing out all our designer jewelry to make room for our brand new, totally original K. John's designs in the coming year. That's right. All our beloved designer pieces at true liquidation prices as a thank you to the community that supported us for generations. Wait, wait. Real discounts, you may ask? Not ho-ho holiday markups disguised as deals? Nope. Real discounts. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, where we've always priced fairly, but now we're pricing fairly ridiculously.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. This week, we are slashing prices up and down every aisle and every department. Like our meat department, baby back ribs, just $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast and thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole USDA tri-tips, just $4.99 a pound. And fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. In produce, we have medium Hass avocados, just 49 cents each. On the vine tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And premium Fuji apples, $1.99 a pound. In our service deli, we've got Boar's Head American cheese, just $5.99 a pound. Freshly made macaroni salad, just $2.99 a pound. Freshly made half-pound tri-tip sandwiches, just $3.99 each. In our liquor department, Svedka Vodka, all flavors, just $9.99 for a 750. Michelob Ultra 6-pack, just $6.99. So come in and stock up for the holidays. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We are off Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Steelers stayed on top of the AFC North with a 28-15 victory over the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. Pittsburgh became the first team in league history to have two tight ends rush for touchdowns in the same game as both Connor Hayward and Jonnu Smith found the end zone. Aaron Rodgers added two touchdown passes as well. And with the loss, Miami is now officially eliminated from playoff contention. Elsewhere, tests confirmed the worst for Packers star Micah Parsons. He suffered a torn ACL and he's going to miss the rest of the season. Patrick Mahomes underwent surgery on Monday for his torn ACL and LCL. The Chiefs say the quarterback will begin rehab, quote, immediately. And the Commanders are shutting down Jaden Daniels for the rest of the season. The reigning Offensive Rookie of the Year injured his elbow in a Week 13 loss to the Vikings. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-719-5877 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-719-5877. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Offers are typically below market value in exchange for speed and convenience. Call for details.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets. And a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Georgia Brown dual immersion students advance to robotics state championship. Cal Poly students sentenced to 6 years for shooting firearms on campus. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Two Georgia Brown dual immersion robotics teams will be attending the Southern California State Championships at UC Irvine in March. Georgia Brown has a fourth grade elementary team and a junior high team for the competition and faced 46 robotics teams from across the Central Coast. Each team spent months designing, programming, and building their robots to compete in skills that both tested the remote-controlled and autonomous performance of the robots. Georgia Brown's fourth grade team won overall teamwork champion, robot skills champion, and design award with a robot dubbed Lobster. The junior high team earned the innovation award while achieving the highest autonomous score of all 46 teams in attendance. This is Georgia Brown's inaugural year for its robotics program and attendance for this competition. They are working to raise $2,000 now to cover their travel expenses and robot upgrades for the next competition. Community members interested in contributing can contact Mr. John Paul Ewing at jpewing@passoschools.org. Former Cal Poly student Charles Hojaboom has been sentenced to serve 6 years and 2 months in state prison for crimes committed in 2023 regarding a firearm. The DA's office says this comes from four separate shooting incidents that took place on Cal Poly's campus between June and November 2023. The DA's office says that in the October incident, Hojaboom fired a bolt-action rifle inside of his dorm room through the ceiling and into the dorm room directly above. Hojaboom pled no contest to several criminal charges involving a firearm, gross negligence, vandalism, and possession of a loaded firearm on a college campus. Hojaboom has served time in county jail since he committed his crimes and will be transported to state prison to begin serving the remainder of his sentence. Food truck discussion and expansion of Paso and Fire Police Departments in the City Council meeting tonight. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:12. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:13. Tonight is the next Paso Robles City Council meeting at 6, held in the Norris Room at Centennial Park due to the ongoing work at City Hall. Tonight's meeting, City Council will provide direction to staff regarding the proposed food truck regulation amendments from the ad hoc committee regarding generator noise, furniture, proximity to the downtown area, and other issues. The city will also receive a comprehensive report from AP Triton on its fire and police departments. The city contracted AP Triton in February to complete these assessments, needed to evaluate and determine long-term goals and improvement efforts for each department. As the city continues to grow, AP Triton's report notes the continued need for expanding the fire and police departments and staff, training, and facilities. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In its meeting last week, the Atascadero City Council discussed a proposed ordinance designed to reduce illegal fireworks usage. The city announced in a release yesterday they have adopted the ordinance and it is effective immediately. Illegal fireworks have been a persistent concern in Atascadero, according to the release, particularly during Independence Day and New Year's Eve. The ordinance holds social hosts liable for illegal fireworks usage. Social hosts are individuals who own, control, or host gatherings on a property. They are now strictly liable for any legal fireworks discharged on or adjacent to that property, with a $1,000 administrative fine for each violation, up to a maximum of $10,000 per day. All fireworks, including safe and sane fireworks, are prohibited within Atascadero city limits. Early Monday morning, Norma Moy passed away at the age of 93 at Twin Cities Hospital, battling pneumonia. She was surrounded by family and passed peacefully. The chair for the Templeton Area Advisory Group, Jennifer Jones, has announced she is resigning from her position as chair, effective immediately. Jones' statement on her resignation cites problematic behaviors of a board member for her resignation. The release says, quote, "Applicants should not be talked down to or berated. County staff should not be harassed or lectured. Board members screaming and cussing on the phone and in person should never be tolerated." Jones thanks board members, community members, and county staff who have reached out to help alleviate these issues. She says the final straw was speaking with the chair of a committee on Thursday, posting an agenda on Sunday, and then having the chair cancel the meeting Monday morning. She said, quote, "If we do not respect what the county asks of us, then why should they respect us and our recommendations?" San Miguel's 35th annual Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m. Hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department, this beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and all sorts of holiday cheer. After the parade, you can meet Santa at the fire station. Toys for kids and hot chocolate will be served for all. In sports, for the NFL, yesterday the Steelers beat the Dolphins 28-15. On Thursday, the Rams will face the Seahawks. On Sunday, December 21st, triple header for KPRL. We'll have the Chargers and Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders and Texans in the afternoon, and finally the Bengals and Dolphins in the evening. In the NBA, yesterday the Grizzlies beat the Clippers 121-103, the Nuggets over the Rockets 128-125, the Jazz beat the Mavericks 140-133, the Raptors over the Heat 106-96. Tonight is the NBA Cup. The Spurs will face the Knicks. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. More than a dozen people injured when a San Francisco cable car comes to an abrupt stop.
I've been a fireman here for firefighter here for 27 years, and I haven't seen or heard of it this happening. But again, you know, it's just like being in a car, right? There are going to be accidents.
Fire Department Lieutenant Ken Smith, 15 people with injuries ranging from minor to moderate, 2 hospitalized. Others were treated for minor aches and pains. What's described as a far-left anti-capitalist group accused of plotting several bombings on New Year's Eve.
The subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California, targeting U.S. companies.
Akil Davis with the FBI says 4 members of the so-called Turtle Island Liberation Front are now in custody. Nick Reiner expected in court later this week after police say he killed his famous parents over the weekend. 32-year-old accused of killing Rob and Michelle Reiner with a knife in their Brentwood house. Nick booked into jail Monday morning. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Need inspiration for holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
If I said remember us, would you know what comes next? I'm not sure, but maybe if I added, hello there, it's Jared. Now you got it. Maybe just a little more help? So here I go. Yes, hello, it's Jared with Hutch Heating and Air. Remember us? Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air of Atascadero at 466-8199. Or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Increasing demand for lamb, possibly driven in part by consumers seeking alternatives to beef amid record high prices, has led to higher earnings this fall for lamb producers. The national lamb slaughter value, or the price that producers receive for a lamb before processing, topped $2.25 per pound in the third quarter, compared to about $1.70 in the first half of 2025. When beef becomes expensive, some consumers switch to lamb, boosting its demand and, in turn, its price, said Megan Wortman, executive director of the Colorado-based American Lamb Board. However, lamb prices are more directly influenced by factors like its own supply and demand dynamics, the higher cost of production, and seasonal patterns. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K. John's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the mid 40s, east northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, north northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy on Monday, and cloudy on Tuesday with about a 60% chance of showers. Upper 60s Thursday, mid-60s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, 63 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their new K. John's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The number of jobs created in November exceeded expectations at 64,000. However, the unemployment rate rose to 4.6%. October saw 105,000 jobs lost, and job growth in August and September was revised lower. Economists actually expected October jobs to decline because federal cuts earlier in the year were finally being counted. The NASDAQ is proposing round-the-clock trading of stocks. It has filed with the SEC to add a night session from 9 p.m. to midnight during the week. California Pizza Kitchen has been sold to an investor group led by Consortium Brand Partners. The chain reorganized under Chapter 11 bankruptcy during the pandemic. The new owners plan to open more locations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Let's pay a visit to Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Well, Gary, as you can see, I'm packed. You walk in here, there's beds everywhere. I have a lot of new beds in, and I have my regular beds. I've got my Chatham & Wells, which are top, top, top-notch beds. Those are the high-end beds from Gottschalk's, and they're incredible beds. I've got those on sale. I've got my Eastman House beds on sale, whether it's the latex or the memory foam.
If you want it, you'll probably find it at the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Critter Creek Ranch, the Frontier Fantasy Christmas Light Display, now throughout December from 5 until 9. It's out there on La Ponza Road, 3897. It's 3.5 miles south of 41. And again, it's all made possible with the help of the friends like SLO Camping Pack, that's Slow Camping Pack, Roarer Hay and Feed, and of course, John Whitford Communications. Again, that's throughout December. Out there at the Critter Creek Ranch, the Frontier Fantasy Christmas Light Display.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Hi, this is Greg King from your Valley Fresh Market. We are happy to be celebrating our first Christmas in Atascadero. Our shelves are full and stocked, ready for your festive parties and family dinners. We wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. From our family to yours, we are Valley Fresh Market.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. As a young boy, his father gave him the name Slow. but during a raid against the Crow at the age of 14, Slow raced ahead of his fellow warriors and made the first kill. His father changed his name. You may be surprised to learn what it was. His father gave him the name of Slow, not because he wasn't bright, but because he was deliberate. But his deliberateness never stood in the way of him taking action. At the age of 14, he made his first kill, and his father changed his name to Sitting Bull. Sitting Bull is best known for his victory at Little Bighorn against George Armstrong Custer. This victory directly resulted in his defeat, but I get ahead of myself. Because of his braveness in battle, Sitting Bull was made the leader of the Stronghearts, a special society of warriors, and later he became the chief of his Hunk Papa division of the Sioux. Even though the federal government had ordered the Indians to relocate to a reservation, Sitting Bull was able to convince more than 10,000 Sioux, Arapaho, and Cheyenne to leave the reservation and band together, and it was a part of this group that defeated General Custer. Because of the Little Bighorn, the government made an all-out effort to defeat the Plains Indians. Finally, with less than 200 followers, Sitting Bull and his ragged band surrendered. Because of fears of an Indian insurrection, on December 15, 1890, about 40 Indian policemen rushed Sitting Bull's home to arrest him while he was asleep. In the confusion, a fight broke out, and the great Sioux chief, Sitting Bull, was shot twice by a Sioux Indian policeman. Incidentally, the 59-year-old Sitting Bull had previously indicated he had no interest in the insurrection. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric, call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Chair for the Templin Area Advisory Group, Jennifer Jones, has announced she is resigning from her position as chair, effective immediately. Jones' statement on her resignation cites problematic behaviors of a board member, saying, quote, applicants should not be talked down to or berated, county staff should not be harassed or lectured, board members screaming and cussing on the phone and in person should not be tolerated. The Atascadero City Council discussed a proposed ordinance designed to reduce illegal fireworks usage last week. The city announced yesterday they have adopted this ordinance and it is effective immediately. The ordinance holds social hosts liable for illegal fireworks usage. Social hosts are individuals who own, control, or host gatherings on a property. They are strictly liable for any fireworks discharged on or adjacent to the property. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Expected this morning, the court appearance for the son of legendary Hollywood director Rob Reiner. Cops say Nick Reiner murdered his famous father and his mother, Michelle. Still no sight of that mass shooter from Brown University who has vanished. He killed two teenage students and wounded nine others. The long-delayed report from the Labor Department shows 64,000 jobs created in November.
The feeling here at the White House is that it's a private sector that's really growing the job market here and creating jobs. What really jumped out in this report, though, is the unemployment rate, 4.6%. The last time it was that was September of 2021.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence, the famous opera house in Sydney, Australia, just a few miles from Bondi Beach, the site of Sunday's horrific anti-Semitic attack, is lit with an image of a Hanukkah menorah honoring the victims. America's listening to Fox News.
Experience holiday magic at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. This Saturday, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic this Saturday, 10 to 1 at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas from G Weeman Instruction.
We hope you have a Christmas miracle
for a fresh new year.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right. Okay, we'll have some sunshine and clouds sticking around today. Highs in the upper 60s, couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid 40s. Partly cloudy, upper 60s Wednesday, then a little bit of that. Upper 60s on Thursday, mid-60s Friday, cloudy Saturday, upper 60s, mid-60s cloudy Sunday, mostly cloudy Monday, mid-60s, low 60s with about, as of now, well, about a 35% chance of rain on Tuesday, again later in the day. Today's UV index has been updated to 2. Up and down, 7.07 a.m., 4.52 p.m., it is 46 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like those doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Protecting What Matters, Barry, we'll have first up Rob Kovarovius, owner of Kova Lending, and also he is the interim president and CEO of the Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber. Lots going on, the transition taking place, and then programs and events you won't want to miss. And then Caitlin Clark, Jay Leach, and Jake Frederick, the multi-generational Grape and Grain Society. How artificial intelligence and cryptocurrency will change the world we live in. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is ready to go. And it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there for you. Five-star rating, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch. Headed for home, 238-5775. 238-KPRL. Remember that 75, you can text us.
Good morning.
The Morning Exchange.
Well, good morning to you. Do you need another mule skinner? Down on your new mud run. Hey, hey, hey.
KPRL.
Okay, does anybody know what a mule skinner is? I don't know. Chris, do you have any idea what a mule skinner is?
No, I don't know what a mule skinner is.
I'm assuming it has something to do with a mule. That's just my assumption.
Maybe it could be a euphemistic thing.
Yeah, I don't. Probably a long gone art. Now, I do remember of a guy, what was his name? Howard, he was in Rotary. Howard, was it Howard Copley? Anyway, he was, again, so I'm talking within the last 20, 25 years, he did pack mules, and he had some pretty outlandish stories about the days of doing pack muling. Hi, good morning.
Hey, mule skinner is the person who drove a 20 mule team like the old Baraxo things in the Death Valley.
So that went away because of technology.
They don't drive 20 mule teams anymore.
Mule teams, they okay. So, and it was a skill or an occupation for many, many years, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, all those years that they were taking all those heavy-duty borax loads out of the Death Valley, they had to drive them across the desert in those big mule trains that were 15 cars long or something, or so they had all these mules to pull them.
I am going to guess again that this was not part of, it was not just part of American history.
I have no idea.
Now,
if you, I guess if there's anybody who drove a team of mules could have been called a mule skinner, I believe. So I'm sure they drove mules everywhere.
As I recall, and I, you know, realizing this is Hollywood from my memory, but also seeing some pictures that during maybe as late as World War II in certain areas, maybe, again, I can't remember the countries, where they used mules to haul things, supplies and so forth.
Oh, absolutely. They still do.
They do.
I'm not sure about the Army, but I know right around here, a lot of people here in the town drive mules. Like, I know Wade Taylor has a wagon he pulls with two mules. It's like they're jet-propelled almost.
Okay. Well, you remember Howard from Rotary. Didn't he do that for a living for a while?
Howard was he was a pack-trained person. He drove up above Mount Tom. He had pack trains, or what do you call them? He took people up high country.
Hmm. Okay.
Howard Copley.
Yeah, all right.
Hard copy, as we called him.
Yeah, well, he was quite the character. Very nice man.
He was a good guy. He was the toughest nails, too.
Well, you know, that's interesting because you could, you know, by looking at him, you wouldn't know that. But, you know, anybody that knows anything about much is, if somebody tells you that you did that for a living, you'd automatically have to assume that he was pretty darn tough.
Were you at Rotary the time he told the story about the man who died up in the high country?
I remember one of, well, I don't remember all the details, but I just remember the stories. Some of them were fascinating and funny.
Well, they were trying different ways to get it down. He had a coronary and died on the spot, and he was there up to 10,000 feet. And so they tried to make one of those Indian things where you're dragging behind the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it kept tipping over, and they kept dropping him off, so they kept trying different things. So they went back Wild West days of laying him over the saddle and tying his hands to his ankles and dragging him down the hill that way, which worked fine, he says, until they got him off the horse and they couldn't straighten him out.
I mean, a man died. I don't know why I'm laughing, but I'm just picturing it, and it is.
Yeah, I know it's sad, but it's also the way Howard told it, and just the situation, I guess. Dark humor.
Well, different way of life back then.
Certainly was a tough, and that's a tough country, too, going over there 10,000 feet up above Mammoth Mountain in that area, Mammoth Lakes. It's rough country.
Since you're a doctor, at what altitude do people really have to be careful of the oxygen and the blood pressure and everything? Is it above 10,000?
You can get altitude sickness above 10,000 feet if you're not comfortable with it. I know people who've gotten sick climbing Mount Whitney. And that's only 13,000 feet, I think, 14,000.
Yeah, I don't know, because I know someone who was preparing to do Everest. And again, I forget the details, but he was telling me on the dangers involved and how you have to train and prepare. And even if you prepare, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can handle it.
People have had to be carried off of Everest because they get so sick up there at base camp that they can't go on. And they're not going to survive if they don't get down the hill to some lower altitude.
Yeah, well, that's, people have their bucket lists. That wouldn't be one of mine.
There's a mountain out there. I don't have to climb it.
yeah, that's right. You can fly over it.
Yep. You take a drone.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for the help.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I worked with this guy in Westlake Village once, and he was a former tennis player at UCLA. His mom was the librarian at Pepperdine University, and Bob liked to rock climb. He'd go down into the Joshua Tree area, and he knew that I liked nature, and he, for I don't know how many months, he was hammering on me to go rock climbing with him. And, I just kept saying, I'm really, really not interested. I don't mind looking at the rocks. We're having a trail that I can walk up, but I don't want to do the rock climbing. And he says, and he was a different kind of guy, but a good guy. And he finally told me, he says, one of the great things about rock climbing, at least for him, is that when he got up to where he needed to be, he liked to take out a joint and just get high and just hang there. And I thought, well, there's no way I'm going with you, man. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I would like to encourage folks to, if you can't make it to the city council meeting tonight, please listen to it. There are several different items on here, particularly the food truck issue. If we're not careful, that one can develop some rules or regulations that we're not all happy, or I should say they won't develop some rules and regulations, and we'll be unhappy with it somewhere down the road. And we know that once the city council adopts something, they're completely unwilling to change anything or enforce anything. So please, if you have, go to the agenda, look at that item, look at what's being said, and if you have any input, call in or show up and voice your concerns about the food trucks.
What are your concerns?
My concerns are is that there will be too many, and because when I'm looking at the documents, I'm not seeing that we are going to limit the number of food trucks. I don't see that. Maybe I've missed it, but I don't see that. But my real concern is enforcement of the rules and regulations we put in, because if we can't enforce dogs in the park, we're darn well not going to have the staff and the energy to go around and enforce anything that has to do with food trucks. I just don't believe that that's going to happen. They're going to tell us that we don't have adequate staff to do it. So that will, my fear is that will all get out of hand.
Well, that was brought up on the first email this morning about the enforcement. So the email said, so what's the point of putting them in?
Well, I agree. You know, we are not, and I agree when the city says we're not staff heavy, I agree with that. We don't have a lot of extra employees standing around doing nothing, nor does the police department. They've done a fair amount of good hiring. We have adequate, I think we have an adequate police department in numbers. And I just can't imagine that they're going to be good about or diligent about, you know, checking food trucks. I just can't imagine it.
All right. So here's a question that people have to ask, or should. Is this really an issue that needs to be addressed this many times?
Which issue?
The food trucks.
But what about the food trucks? What is the issue you're talking about needs to be addressed?
Whatever the issues or problems or concerns that were brought in front of the city council, is this really that big a deal, is the question.
You know, I can't answer that. I know that it is for some people. For instance, if you look at the agenda, if you look at that item, there is a letter from a gentleman on there who owns a brick-and-mortar business, and he's claiming that these food trucks are going to compete with him and impact his business. So those are always concerns, depending on where those food trucks are and how everything is set up and how it's all regulated, is going to have a major impact on some of the brick-and-mortar businesses. So,
well, does the brick-and-mortar businesses, is there only one, or is there competition throughout? So, you know, I'm being somewhat smart-alecky there. You have competition no matter what.
You do, but if you've got a food truck, you know, parked 50 feet from your business selling the same items for a fraction of the cost that you are, that has to be a concern to somebody who's paying an enormous amount of money for a building and for staff and all the things that go with it. I understand their concerns. So it will just be interesting to see how it all gets handled. But the enforcement of it, of the rules that go along with that, is my major concern. I can't see how they're going to do that.
Well, let's see here. And again, I see the sides of the, you know, the brick-and-mortar people. I'm just wondering if it's the same clientele. In other words, if I go into these, because we have a lot of nice restaurants, you know, the outside looks good, the inside and the food and all that. If I'm going in there and I'm willing to pay, you know, $130 for a meal for two, am I the type of person that says, look, I'm not going in there, I'm going to spend $10 on a burrito?
I think it depends on the circumstances, meaning, of course, everything does, but of course, if you're just downtown noodling around and have no particular agenda in mind, you're just, and you see a food truck, you go, oh, I'm a little hungry, let me walk over there and see what they've got. As opposed to, yes, going in, I had lunch recently at one of the restaurants downtown and was honestly shocked at our simple little lunch being close to $100. So if there was a food truck there that sold, you know, great tacos or whatever the case may be, that might have been an option for us. So,
well, okay, so let me ask, and again, everybody's different. If I call a friend up or even a business associate, I said, hey, would you like to go out and grab some lunch? Sure, let's go. Am I more than likely going to want to be in a inside comfy setting, or do I want to sit on a park bench and munch down on a Dorito while I have this conversation?
Well, again, see, now for me, that depends. I'm not I'm not a food truck eat outside with flies around kind of gal, so I'd rather go into a restaurant. I acknowledge that it's going to cost me, but that's sort of what I would rather do. But again, I think food trucks are going to be for people on their lunch breaks, running and getting something quick to eat. And I think you're talking about two different, not that they're different people under most circumstances, but I think you're talking about different people at different times, depending on what there is. There's plenty of people who work downtown who want to get something to eat, and I can see that a food truck is a great option for them,
right,
as opposed to a restaurant.
So, because it gives people a choice, depending on quite a few things, including their schedule and their budget.
Oh, and the budget is the main thing. You know, if you can grab a couple of tacos off a food truck, you know, for $5-6 or something like that, and it would cost you $20 to go sit down in a restaurant and have a taco, well, what are you going to do? But I also know that that is going to take a certain amount of business away from the brick and mortar. Even though it might be different circumstances and a different, you know, idea of what you want to eat today, it's still going to impact them some way or another, and they're just going to have to figure that out.
All right, well, we shall see.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye. All right, back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. It was mentioned that the pastoralist doesn't really have the staff to enforce these rules on these food trucks. Well, you know, back when I went in the main office and looked, and I saw about 20 cards of different engineers that they had that are probably making well over the $150,000 a year. And, you know, what's interesting about that is that every time that there's a project that needs to be engineered, they always outsource it. So I don't understand why we have all these engineers and yet we outsource all of our projects that need to be engineered. So I think, you know, the pastoralist needs to reevaluate how many people they've got working there that are actually doing nothing. Doing little. How's that?
That would be a question for a council person. Thanks. All right, on the text, let's see here. Some food trucks are specialties that restaurants cannot compete with. Not all food trucks serve tacos, okay? Let's see. I disagree with the caller saying the city doesn't have staff. City employees drive around all weekend in a Toyota Rave or whatever, 414, doing nothing but driving around, wasting tax dollars and gas. Well, I don't know what they're doing, and that they may have a specific purpose. So, again, these are questions to ask. All right, let's see here. Do we have anything? Well, we don't have any time for a phone call, but anything in history? Ooh, mentioned World War II earlier. The Battle of the Bulge began on this day in 1944. It's a fascinating read on the history of the Battle of the Bulge and what our men had to endure during the, it was just brutal, just absolutely brutal. Thank goodness they were on our side, huh? Just the facts, ma'am. Dragnet debuted on NBC on this day in 1951. All right, that is going to conclude this Tuesday edition, all here on the Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Tonight is the next Pastorable City Council meeting at 6, held in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight's agenda is a discussion from Council for food truck regulations in the city, as well as a report on fire and police departments. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Former Cal Poly student Charles Hojaboom has been sentenced to serve 6 years and 2 months in state prison for crimes committed in 2023 regarding discharging a firearm on campus. Four separate shooting incidents took place, and one involving Charles Hojaboom's dorm room. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Barry, protecting what matters, 12:30 till 2. First up, we'll have Rob Covarrubias. Covalending, and also the interim president of the Paso Robles Templeton and Chamber, Paso Robles Templeton Chamber of Commerce, and then Kaylin Clark, Jay Leach, and Jake Frederick, multi-generational grape and grain, artificial intelligence, and cryptocurrency. The world we live in, perhaps. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.